Do it the right way. Be in the right place, the right time, the right setting, and things will go okay, right? Not always true. It's one of those little lies of the universe, if you will. Sometimes you can do everything to prepare for something. You can be as experienced as you think you are. You can be in the setting that you think nothing could happen that is bad. And unbeknownst to you, the universe has a little surprise for you. Guess what? What you thought was going to go, that could not possibly go bad, is going to do that. It is going to do just that. And when that happens, it can be incredibly frustrating and hurtful and confusing, especially when it's something paranormal. I mean, when you think of a Starbucks, do you think of it being haunted? No. I mean, most of us don't anyway. Especially if we're talking about the ones that kind of pop up all over the place. It's one thing if you're in a really old building. I get you got an argument there. But some of the, a lot of them, a majority of them. No, I mean, it's like, this was a piece of grass 5 years ago or 5 months ago, and now there's a Starbucks here. Things like that. Using a Ouija board. Thinking you're doing it correctly. Thinking you're closing it. You're doing all the steps. You're not being foolish like those teenagers who use them, and still, now you get something that's living in your house that you don't want and isn't going away. We got two really good stories for you on today's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. It's EPP bonus episode number 336. Who and what is tormenting baristas late night and the early morning hours when the lights are off at one of America's most well-known coffee shops? Then one person learns that even when taking all the proper precautions when using a Ouija board, things could still turn very, very bad. And they do. Spoiler alert. Those stories. Today on EPP bonus episode number 336 of Real Ghost Stories Online, my name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Sometimes spirits, ghosts can inhabit the most mundane of places, the places that you least expect to be haunted. You know, it's easy to look at an old mansion or building or asylum or whatever and go, wow, I bet this place is haunted. But it's not very common that you're walking into a modern Starbucks and go, wow, I bet this place is haunted. It's one of those, you know, not likely places unless maybe it's in an old historic building or something like that. But many are not. They're, you know, they're kind of standalone newer structures. So you don't really think, ooh, spooky. On our next story, that's actually what happens. Believe it or not, one of the spookiest stories I've heard in a while comes from behind the walls of the infamous coffee shop. Take a listen. I'm a longtime listener since 2015. It's my first time writing in. And first year being an EPP. I love being an EPP. I've thought about writing this experience for a few years now, but never have. I've been binge listening to the classic episodes recently since I'm working from home due to COVID, and I've decided to finally share. I've always believed in the paranormal in some way, shape, or form, even though I'm not sensitive, and I've never witnessed anything. But my mother has. She's told me a few stories from her childhood, and I'm grateful not to be gifted in that way. This group of experiences has been the only time I've witnessed something paranormal firsthand, but I still think about it to this day. This was back in 2014. I was a supervisor at a Starbucks location for around 5 years or so. I primarily worked afternoons and evenings since I was a college student. I typically worked the closing shift, 2 p.m. to 10:30 p.m., and was never at the store much later than that. Our opening crew, on the other hand, arrives at the store at 3:30 a.m. to open by 4 a.m. I worked in the mornings a few times when I had switched shifts to help a friend. The morning crew used to say there was a ghost named Fred that would knock things over while they were setting up early in the morning. I had not witnessed any sort of activity during my 5 years there, so I was skeptical of it being true. We thought it was just a joke, them being clumsy early in the morning, a way to poke fun at themselves or dropping things. Around that time, there was a major change in the store when our manager and a few of us ended up being transferred to another location. This is very abnormal because our store had the same manager and employees for a few years with little turnover. Our regular customers were considerably upset, and longtime coworkers were splitting up. I was a barista favorite because one of the few supervisors that were chill, but always got everything done and more. They all wanted to be scheduled with me. It was like the mama of the store, even though we were only a few years apart. A few that had to stay were incredibly sad that I was leaving. The air was filled with despair and anxiety. In my last 2 weeks working there, I ended up having to work the opening shift to prepare for my transfer. By then, a few people had already moved over there, including our manager. We'd almost all new faces join and new managers. Many changes took place very quickly over a 2 week period. The first morning I opened, I arrived at 3:25 a.m. with one other person to help set up. While we prepared the store, we did not turn the store lights on, so people driving past didn't think we were open. I was putting the cash drawers in the registers when behind me something metal fell. It made a loud noise. Jumped, turned around to see what it was. It was so dark I had to bend down as to see what it was. It was one of three metal coffee nameplates. It had fallen off the top of our coffee brewer. These plates are not significantly heavy, but you still would not want them to fall on your toes. They're about the size of a birthday card, made of metal, and are molded to lean back and display what coffee we have brewing. It's specifically made not to fall over. My new coworker, Cecilia, turned around the corner to my left to see what had fallen and asked me what happened. I looked at her and said, that's weird. As I stood back up, upholding it, this plate fell. But I don't really see how. I examined it. There's no glaring imperfections that would make it not sit evenly or cause it to tip over easily. It was too heavy for the AC to knock it over. I put it back and got on with my work. The same occurrence happened two other times a couple of mornings apart. I investigated the brewer, where they sit to see if they were vibrate off or something. I switched the order of them so the one that kept falling was in the center. A few mornings, I kept a close eye on it. To no avail, it did not happen. There have been a few mornings since that plate had fallen, so it was far from my mind when I came to open on the second to last day I was working there. I just pulled the tills from the safe and were carrying them to the back to count and prep for the day. I'd taken about five steps into the back room when something came flying horizontally at chest level, about 6 to 7 feet in front of me. It came quickly from my left, hit the garbage bin on the complete opposite side of the room, then landed smack dab center in the middle of the floor with a loud metallic reverberating clang. It was so startling and loud, I dropped all the tills. Chains scattered all over the tile floor, making me jump a second time. My new coworker came running to the back shouting, "Oh my God, are you okay? Did you slip?" She stopped when she saw me standing there frozen, hands over my mouth, eyes locked straight in front of me. She put her hand on me and asked again, "You okay? What happened?" I took a breath and responded hesitantly, "Yeah, I'm fine. I just had the shit scared out of me." I stepped over the pile of crooked cash tills and loose change to see about 6 feet in front of me, sitting perfectly upright and center, a metal steaming pitcher. We use them to heat the milk on the espresso bars and do not store them in the back. I picked it up off the floor, looked to the left of the room where I'd seen it fly from. The only thing there was a mop, sink, and the employee break area, which consisted of lockers and a small table and chair for breaks. Certainly nothing that could propel something of this size and weight straight across the room with that force. I turned back to my coworker who was helping clean up the money. I set the steaming pitcher on the sink and looked back again where it had come from, very confused. I did not want to go into all this with new coworkers, so I told her I heard a noise, and it made me jump. Later that day, around noon, a good friend and fellow shift supervisor, June, came to take over for me since I was done for the day. She always came in a few minutes early, so I pulled her off to the side and told her about the steaming pitcher. I showed her where and explained what happened, asking her how can something like that be thrown with that much force clear across a 12-foot space and then bounce back to sitting perfectly upright and center in the middle of the room. After just a few questions, June looked at me and said, "Well, sounds like it was Fred." I laughed and said, "June, sure." She looks at me and states, "No, I'm not kidding. I know we talk about Fred very casually and jokingly, but he is real and does things like this." I stared at her for a minute, not wanting to believe her. "Then how come I've not seen or experienced anything before? I've worked here longer than you. In 5 years, nothing. And suddenly there's screaming pictures flying across the room? That doesn't make much sense." She leaned against the wall next to her. "That's because there hasn't been a good reason. I have a theory. When I started working here about a year after you, our first manager left, remember? You worked afternoons. Well, I worked the opening shift. I started to notice the day after he left, things would fall over. And shouldn't. Like the metal coffee plates. Falling straight to the floor as something knocked them off. My stomach dropped. I hadn't even told her about that yet." She continued, "There was only once or twice I noticed something move or be thrown, but they confused me nonetheless. Right now, there's a lot of change taking place. The manager has already been replaced. A bunch of longtime employees are moving. I have a feeling Fred doesn't like change." What she was saying made sense. I just looked at her and said something like, "Well, I hope this is the last I hear from him because this morning was not cool." The next day, my last day, I worked a closing shift with my two favorite baristas. I was relieved to be working my old shift. I felt safe and happy to be working with my best friends. We were a drive-through store, so we all wore those headsets that can talk to the speaker outside to take orders. Just a general rule, if there was enough for all, we would all wear one just in case someone needed help or got busy, but mostly we used it to talk to each other all day and shit-talk about customers. It was the afternoon, not too busy. It was quiet. I was brewing coffee when I turned to see my coworker Amy leaning over the counter looking into the lobby. She looked over at me and, through the headset, quietly asked, "Hey, Mama Jeff?" My very unfortunate dub nickname that everyone used, even customers. "Is there someone in that corner?" While pointing towards the lobby. I shrugged and began walking around to the back counter to the lobby. This corner was impossible to see from behind the counter. Very poor store design. Teenagers would spend time together there and try to make out without getting caught. I made my way across the lobby and no one was there. All there was were two worn dark red leather armchairs and a small table strewn with newspaper. I pushed the button down of the headset and said, "Nope, no one's there, Amy. Did you think there was?" She looked at me for a minute and said, "Well, now I don't know. I thought I kept hearing whispering coming from that corner. At least 3 or 4 times, but when I would lean over the counter to try and hear it close up, it would stop." Amy was a good friend and longtime co-worker. I trusted her, but I did not tell her anything about the last few exciting mornings. Being logical, I assured her it was probably just music from the sound system. Starbucks plays some weird crap. We both stopped and listened for a minute. The only sounds were the hum of the fridges, the coffee maker brewing, and the quiet roar of the AC above the building. No music. I walked to the back to see why there was no music and found the control box unplugged. There was a note left by a coworker from an earlier shift. "Keep unplugged. When turned on, just static. Called it in to be fixed, June." That wraps up EPP bonus episode number 336 of Real Ghost Stories Online. Thank you guys for supporting the program and keeping us on the air. We could not do this thing without you. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.